For some of us, personal finances aren't just personal. They include a lot more people than ourselves. Loved ones, neighbors, the communities we call home, and the causes we hold in our hearts. At Thrivent, we help plan your financial picture with the bigger picture in mind. Because even though our business is helping guide your finances, our ambition is to make it mean so much more. Thrivent, where money means more. Connect with us at Thrivent.com.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of The Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. Live from the NFL Draft in Pittsburgh, it's The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, ESPN NFL Draft analyst Matt Miller, rock musician Brett Michaels. Coming up, NFL Network Draft analyst Charles Davis, former Bills head coach Sean McDermott, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, and now, Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show of day number one of our three-day residency in the NFL draft town of Pittsburgh, PA is on the air. Disney Plus and the ESPN app. We say hello also to ESPN Radio and also to our Sirius XM Channel 80 audience. We just already had a great first hour with Matt Miller of ESPN, and Brett Michaels just took off right here. I think he might still be lurking around of our set here in downtown Pittsburgh.
He may never leave.
I don't know who that was behind us right there. You just keep walking, ma'am. Keep walking. Chris Brockman, TJ Jefferson with me here in Pittsburgh. And joining me here is one of a small handful of people I would never want to do the draft with without ever. I don't know how long we've been doing it together, but I'm psyched that we're doing it again. Charles Davis,
good to see you, brother.
Thank
Charles.
You. Charles. Thank you. I feel the same way.
How long have you done the draft on it?
It's been since 2007 in different roles.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, being able to sit up there with you and all that time and
so great.
All the stuff that we've done has been fantastic. Real quick before we start, though.
Certainly, yes, sir.
Brett Michaels.
Yeah, that's right. I know. Right? What a good
wow.
dude. What a good dude. I know.
I mean.
What a good man.
When my people, when my boys back in New Paltz, see this?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm getting street cred.
Through the roof, huh?
I'm getting street cred.
Up here?
And to meet who this person is and how he is, it's not just the incredible generosity, the donation. It comes off of him so easily. How pure that heart is.
Genuine.
He is amazing. It was an honor for me to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is Matt Miller. That's my boy.
No, I got it. I hear you. No,
but this is unbelievable. For me to walk in here, get to hang with you, and I just met Brett Michaels. Are you kidding me?
Well, the thing is, and here's what I think. I think of Brett Michaels, and this is the best way for me to express it, is how much admiration and respect I have for him. Is that he wrote that check in dry erase ink and not permanent ink, and I'm not going up to it and adding a couple zeros. that's how much I respect him, because he made the mistake of giving me a check in a bank. We're in a bank with a dry erase pen.
Please video.
That's dicey.
You got to video someone taking the check.
To the bank.
To the bank.
Just walking
in.
Excuse me.
And saying, deposits?
Yes.
Cash?
I need to fill out the slip.
Check. Cash it?
It's like that fake SportsCenter ad I shot a couple weekends ago where I'm trying to get in using the photo ID of Stuart Scott. And,
right.
And we had the real
really?
Security guard go, really? So that's what's going up to the cat. Like
love the cobwebs on the desk, Rich.
I'd like 10,000 marbles, please.
Love the cobwebs on the desk. Well done.
Good to see you, Charles Davis. So how real is Fernando Mendoza, what do you think, as a first overall quarterback, franchise changer, culture changer? Everybody sure hopes the first overall pick turns into Is he that guy, do you think, at the end of the day?
Oh, yeah, 2026 draft, no ifs, ands, or buts as far as I'm concerned. The talent, someone asked me this earlier, the talent obvious, okay?
Yes.
That's, you don't have the talent, we're not having this discussion because this is a league where you have to win ball games. You have to do that. But then you get the rest of the package. And I remember a general manager telling me a few years ago when I asked him, why did you take this person at this spot? And he said, I had to have an adult in the room. I needed an adult in the room.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting an adult. That's what you're getting with this youngster coming in from the collegiate ranks to go into the room, assimilate. I saw a great article recently because you know he knows, everyone knows that with his interviews sometimes he's so polished that sometimes people are like, hold on a second.
We were just talking about that
before you walked in here.
But
what I read in this article, which really was wonderful, was someone was talking about, yeah, he does it for the interviews to make sure he does the right thing. He doesn't want to hurt his team, doesn't want to hurt his teammates.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to make sure he puts on the right front for whoever he's representing. But you get to the locker room and the guys bust on him, he just cuts right up with them. They think that he fits and is real. Because a lot of people have said, you've heard it, Rich. Oh, wow, how the guy's going to accept this guy seems just a bit too good. No. This young man knows what he's doing. Plus, his toughness is what I just keep coming back to. It's off the charts.
A phrase that I use all the time with my kids and you know, on the show every now and then is truth is a total defense. That was the memoir title of my dear friend who was on the show, Stephen Bochco, the late producer of television. Truth is a total defense.
Cop Rock.
That might not be his first choice to be mentioned in his posthumously.
The
we could go Hill
so
Street,
big.
We could go NYPD Blue,
but Rich,
LA Law.
I got to tell you, I was upset that Cop Rock didn't make it because he took the big swing, man.
He sure did.
He took the big swing.
He did.
But anyway, sorry.
No, the musical crime drama was a big swing.
Moving on.
But truth is a total defense. And by that I mean with Mendoza, his genuineness is any defense in whether he's the real thing or not as a person, as an adult in the room and things of that nature.
How'd you like to be the Raiders right now? Think about what you've got with your top two quarterbacks.
Yes.
You never worry about a presser.
Yeah, well, you're not going to also get a phone call at 2 in the morning.
You're covered.
That the rhino is Spearmint.
You're covered.
I mean, like, you're not going to get that.
You're covered. And Kirk Cousins is going to mentor this young man because Kirk Cousins doesn't have a mean bone in his body. He's going to do the right thing no matter what. And last thing I want to say about Mendoza, Rich,
yes,
with everything that goes on with all of this, with everything that you're putting together, with all the talk, discussion, you know, what would he have been in such and such a draft? Where would he have gone versus this? Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? It's the 2026 draft. There is no discussion on the rest of it.
Right.
2025, he wasn't there for that. 2027 hasn't happened yet. Who cares where he would have gone in 2019?
Mm-hmm.
It's 2026, and he's going right where he's supposed to go, which is number one to a team that's hitting the reset button for the 187th time.
Yeah, when he was on the show on Monday, you know, by the way, that could be an accurate number of the number of times that the Raiders
I was exaggerating. I thought I was a little light on that.
Right. And, you know, when he was giving the answer as to why he's not going to be here tomorrow night, he was just as genuine as he could possibly be about his mom and about their ability to travel, and they're going to be traveling on a plane the next day, and there's a ton of people he wants to celebrate with, and he can only, you know, have 10 up here. And then he said, I don't know if you guys caught this when he was saying it, he goes, I look forward to being a good league partner.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, he said
that. Say that.
And then he said that I'm happy to have as many cameras in my spot as ESPN wants. My initial reaction, knee-jerk, was like, what about NFL Network's camera?
Like, oh, yeah.
Then I thought to myself, we're now
that's
one
us.
And the same. This is kind of crazy. What's happening? But, you know, his genuineness certainly just speaks to the fact that in Las Vegas as well, you know, you need to have maybe, what's the term for it? Milk drinkers?
Mm-hmm.
You need to have some milk drinkers, too.
Yeah, you absolutely do.
And so,
grounded.
And then, so what do you think the Jets do at 2, Charles?
That's the ultimate fight back and forth. I was really stuck on Arvell Reese for the longest time. I don't, as a general rule, I don't play into the, well, they canceled a visit. This tells me something.
Right.
I never know what it's telling me. I have no idea. So they canceled a visit with David Bailey. Okay, fine, whatever. I just feel like this team has to show improvement wins will come down the road if they keep improving, right? We're into the Fernando Mendoza, the process, and all the other stuff. But that's what it has to be. I saw them at the end of last year, Rich, week 18 up at Buffalo. That was abysmal. Like, I'm looking at this roster, and I'm literally the night before in our production meeting, I think I pointed out to my colleagues, there were four or five people on my board that the Jets were playing on Sunday. I said, we saw him 3 weeks ago with this team. We saw him 4 weeks ago with this team. This is what they were bringing in at the end. Injuries, other factors, all that. They've got a full roster overhaul. I think Bailey. I think Bailey's going to be the guy just because that's what he does. Reese is just a touch more of a projection, even though the athletic ability is undeniable.
But Bailey's top 30 visit could have been canceled because they're already sold on him.
Yeah, exactly.
And they needed to use that 30 visit in the remaining time
use it for
on somebody
person.
Else. They have a second first-round draft choice. You know what I mean? Like, so it could have been as simple as that. And also, I'll never forget all the draft years. You remember when Jay Cutler got drafted by the Broncos? He's like,
I never even talked to him.
They never even talked.
Right. You remember the backstory?
Yeah.
Mike Shanahan locked in on him early, told the organization, you don't contact him, you don't talk about him, you don't even look in his direction, you do nothing. I know what I need to know.
Right.
They took him, 11? He was like, Broncos? He's looking at the phone, what?
But and the Jets have already had dinner with him. They've already met face.
If they don't know by now.
Right. So that may be like we have a certain amount of time left in a top 30 visit. Just tell David we're good. We got all we need to do. We've done the homework there. Homework assignment complete.
Look, David Bailey graduated too. Stanford in 3 years, mm-hmm. went on to Texas Tech, did his thing, made his money, could be a doctor one day. I don't think there's a lot left to do. Like, I think the Jets figured it out. We've got this.
Well, on behalf
if indeed they take him. If not, they've done their homework. They're not taking him just because they haven't spent enough time with him.
Well, on behalf of all Jet fans who are scarred about who the Jets choose top five in the draft, it's a good thing that David Bailey's got a good career to back him up if it doesn't work out. I'm sorry. That was low-hanging fruit.
Well, I mean, okay. you're a scarred individual.
I've got Charles Davis here on the Rich Eisen Show. The surprise of the top 10 is going to be what? What do you think?
If someone...
Because you've had some out there mock draft moments, sir.
Oh, I've
over the last few weeks, and you've taken stuff and thrown it against the wall.
Oh, yeah.
I see.
Ty Simpson's not going three.
Okay.
Not going three. I put that out there on my last mock draft because last year I put Jackson Dart to the Giants at three. People lost their mind. I was like, yeah, I know they like him.
Okay.
Traded back in and got him. I think Simpson in Arizona is a very natural fit.
Why?
Because Mike LaFleur, style of offense, being able to negotiate with a quarterback who's cerebral like that, can bring him along. Okay, we got to get the Jacoby Brissett thing done. They got Minshew there. They're going to be okay that way. I think the best thing in the world for Ty Simpson is if he goes in the second round. Get the first round pressure off of him. Rich, you and I both know, all of us who are all people who's watching, we can name the quarterbacks who went in the first round and sat. It's real easy. Mm-hmm. Mahomes sat. Carson Palmer sat. Most people don't sit for long. At some point, someone's going to walk in and say, you need to play this guy. I think for Ty Simpson with 15 starts at Alabama, sitting around, learning, no pressure on running out and being the savior, to me would be a good thing for him. I do think he and his crew did a great job playing the long game, though. Dante Moore went back to school at Oregon. Trinidad Chambliss won his case, went to Mississippi. He's the only guy standing at number two. Well done by them.
So what about the idea of being a first-round quarterback and sitting anyway? And our friend from The Ringer, Todd McShay, who was on our show in studio Monday, he's come out with his final mock draft. He had Ty Simpson 13 to the Rams. What do you think? I don't have any, you know,
I know why it makes. I know why it makes sense to me.
Well, here's... Okay, why does it make sense?
It makes sense because of where Stafford...
And then I'll tell you why it doesn't make sense.
Right, exactly. That's why I'm going there first.
Okay. And
because of where Stafford is career-wise, what Sean McVay does with quarterbacks, there'd be zero pressure on that kid if he went 13.
Correct.
Zero.
Right.
Done. piece of cake.
Well, there's no pressure, you know, I'll be honest with you, because this is coming from a New Yorker or a Northeast point of view or an East Coast point of view, as somebody from Pittsburgh likes to say.
Ish.
And I can't wait to bring this up with the governor of the Commonwealth later on.
He'll agree.
This is an East Coast town.
The Gov.
At any rate, there's no pressure on professional athletes of significance in Los Angeles. It's just a different animal. I'm not kidding. When you compare it to Philadelphia and New York and Boston and D.C. and
unless it was Pete Carroll's USC Trojans.
But here's why it doesn't make sense to me. That, yes, Stafford has a finite amount of time left. We don't know the answer
don't know
to
what
it.
It is.
We don't know.
He was courtside last night at the Laker game.
And the last thing the Rams should do is start the clock.
Yep.
Okay? Because why not just see how long Stafford wants to do it? And if he plays like he did as an MVP last year in a season.
Coming off of a bad back.
Yes, that was looking like in the summer, like he would have no season at all.
Right.
That if he does that again. And then again, like, why would you want to rush him out? If he doesn't want to be rushed out, that's number one. Why wouldn't you want to support him, number two, with a bona fide kid stud at 13th overall where you'd have zero plan to pick in this spot again? It's not your pick either. They already traded their pick for Trent McDuffie, so that's the idea. They're already building for right now to put another one in the case, or maybe two more in the case. That's another one to do it. And then number three, having a kid there would take the Rams out of the business of what I think is going to happen, that there is some stud, top-notch, on a Hall of Fame career path, Pro Bowl quarterback somewhere in the NFL who's thinking, why wouldn't I want to be
there? Yeah.
And I'll force my way to it the minute Stafford says I'm out. And why would you want to remove yourself from that possibility if you're the Rams? That's why Ty Simpson at 13 makes no sense to
Counselor
me.
Eisen, you're very persuasive in your argument. And I don't disagree with you at all.
Okay.
I just said this is why it makes sense. Sean McVay has it.
Happened. No, right.
But the Rams seem to be on that track of, you know, that's the other part, too. Like, Les Snead as a general manager does not get the credit he deserves. Because all we got locked in on was those bleep those picks and the T-shirts and all that stuff.
Right.
People forgot that after that happened, they won the Super Bowl. It paid off. There was still the matter of running that team and winning ball games. And they bounced back pretty quickly.
Right.
Small blip, boom, right back in it, in the mix all the time, getting it done. And by the way, using picks to get it done. So it's not a matter that you know, he just did it one way, struck gold, and off he went. He's one of the best GMs in the game.
No doubt.
Evaluator, putting it all together, putting a team out there, a roster ready to go. And they were probably a disputed two-point conversion away from hosting last year the NFC Championship.
No
game.
Doubt. When Les Snead uses his first-round draft choice, he used his last one on Jared Verse.
Okay, I think that worked.
And there's somebody that this town is quite familiar with his work, Aaron Donald. You know what I mean? Like, so
I think he knows what he's
and
doing.
And in between, a lot of the first-round picks get effed, but, you know, there's one in the case.
Yep.
And they want to add another one. That's why if you can get somebody Verse-like, I know that's a tall order, 13th overall, regardless of the position.
And they have
go for it, have
a chance to host another Super Bowl in their own building. Like, to me, I'm with you.
Right.
They're going for it again in a little bit different manner than it was before. But they are going for it. That team is up there. They're primed. They're ready to go. And I hope Stafford continues to play at that level because he's fun to watch.
Two more questions for you, Charles Davis. The team with the multiple first-round draft choices that should use them to trade up the most, you got the Jets.
Yep.
Obviously, trading up, I mean from 16, obviously.
16.
You've got the Browns. You've got the Dolphins. You've got the Cowboys. You've got the Giants at 5 and 10. I don't know if you'd – I think you're going to stick and pick if you're the Giants.
You're sticking and picking if you're the Giants.
So just give me the team that you think should utilize their picks to trade up.
The Cleveland Browns. To show that they are really in this thing, like, you know, to give those people in Cleveland, like, hey, a jolt. This is bigger to me than it is, hey, this team does it because that positions them to do X, Y, and Z. Cleveland, you're bringing back Deshaun Watson, so you got all that swirling around. You just brought in a brand new coach and Todd Monken. You know, their news is Myles Garrett didn't come to the offseason again. I'm like, why is anyone worried about it?
So who would they trade up for? Or just if
– listen
– unless it doesn't matter, it's just the buzz is all that would
– if they could trade up at where they are at six, yes. right, and still come out with that receiver offensive lineman combo that they need, mm-hmm. but you're going to need to trade up because one of them that you want
right,
is
the
not
lineman,
be the same one.
Right.
Which way do you go first and which way do you go second?
Which is why I think everybody thinks they take the lineman first.
Take the lineman first. Plus, you know, you talk to people there, and it's funny. I talked with there's Tony Grossi, who's mm-hmm. covered them forever.
Yes.
And he said, the one thing you have to remember, Charles, if there's a city in this league that's okay with blockers and tacklers, yeah. it's Cleveland.
Sure, yeah.
He said, we're okay with that.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, you know, because the Carnell Tate thing looms.
Understood.
Sitting at six. Ohio State, receiver, how are you going to turn that down? He said, if there's one group that'll handle it, Cleveland people handle if you get another tackle or something like that. So we'll see.
All right, and then you're always good for the kid nobody talks about, small school or whatever, that you think is dynamite, good value, you're going to pound the table.
Yeah.
I don't know who that person is. All I know is it's very frequent that somebody gets drafted, and T-Man, our producer, Mark Tidelman, who's fantastic, he does Thursday Night Football for Amazon, he gets in my ear and he goes, Charles first. This is Charles guy. Or DJ. I'll be like, I know he's your guy.
Who's that guy? I put together my list, Rich, and okay. there's 15 people on it.
15?
Yeah, there's 15. I do that. I do like 10 to 15 every year.
Right.
This year, the one that I am just locked in on
is
third day guy, mm-hmm. Cole Wisniewski, safety, Texas Tech. Mm. Linebacker, North Dakota State, moved him to safety. All-American there, 8 picks. Gets hurt, comes back, transfers to Texas Tech. This guy tackles everything that moves. He was smart enough not to run the 40, Rich, because he never had him. There's no time you can find for the 40. But if you turn on the tape and watch him play angles mm-hmm. in coverage, kid savvy, gets it, makes plays on the football. And you know what I discovered when I heard because I was complimenting on the angles. And then he told me that his dad was a high school math teacher.
All right.
I was like, well, the DNA worked in there somewhere.
The
I just love this kid. This kid just shows up, makes plays all the time. He's a day three guy, Rich.
Okay.
But I think he's going to make someone very, very happy. He can play dime linebacker for you. He can play safety for you. I'm just crazy about Cole Wisniewski, Texas Tech.
One of the many reasons why. I love doing the draft with you, Charles, and I never want to do it without you.
Right back at you.
Great to have you. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
The one and only Charles Davis.
You guys.
Charles and I are going to be spending a lot of time together on NFL Network starting on Thursday night. PayPal is now the official peer-to-peer payment sponsor of the NFL, which means all the money moments that fandom creates, whether splitting tailgate costs or chipping in on tickets and game day food between friends, they're covered. Wherever the game is played or watched, PayPal moves with fans. You can send money through text, email, or directly to your friends with eligible accounts on Venmo. Just download the PayPal app and share the moments that matter. All of them. Account with PayPal is required. Not available in all regions where PayPal operates. When we come back, Overreaction Monday on a Wednesday here in the draft city of Pittsburgh.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Rich Eisen here. I've traveled all over for some of the biggest NFL moments you can imagine. Conference championships, Super Bowls, draft weekends, and everywhere I go, the city just feels different. It's buzzing, packed, electric. Now, take that energy and multiply it by the entire world. That's what's coming this summer with the FIFA World Cup. Fans from every corner of the globe are going to be traveling to experience it live. And when that many people come to town, they're all looking for a place to stay. And that got me thinking. If you live in or near a host city, this is one of those rare moments. You already have a space. This summer, you could list your space on Airbnb while fans are in town for the FIFA World Cup, not as a full-time thing.
not as some huge lifestyle change, just during an event when demand is naturally high. When I travel for big games, I just want a comfortable place in a real neighborhood, and that's exactly what so many visiting fans will be looking for. If you've ever thought about listing your space, this summer is a great time as we welcome FIFA World Cup fans. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Rich Eisen here. PayPal is now the official peer-to-peer payment sponsor of the NFL, which means all the money moments that fandom creates, whether splitting tailgate costs or chipping in on tickets and game day food between friends, are covered. Wherever the game is played or watched, PayPal moves with fans. You can send money through text, email, or directly to your friends with eligible accounts on Venmo. Just download the PayPal app and share all the moments that matter. Account with PayPal is required. Not available in all regions where PayPal operates. Here in Pittsburgh, PA, the rest of this hour is just us, just chopping it up here. We'll get to the NBA playoffs, and maybe we'll talk a little bit of baseball.
Or
a lot of baseball.
We don't have to.
No, I'm very interested in talking about it.
I don't really care.
And then we've got three guests in hour number three. Sean McDermott, the former coach of the Buffalo Bills,
nice,
is going to be stopping by here in this town. Tom Pelissero with the latest rumor and conjecture, but of course, facts. And then the governor of this great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Governor Josh Shapiro, is going to stop by to help us close up shop on our first of 3 days here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So we conducted the Overreaction Monday podcast on Monday, which normally means we kick the Overreaction Monday segment to Tuesday. But we use that as a travel day for the show. So it's very rare. Overreaction Monday on a Wednesday. Hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction Mondays.
Monday. On a Wednesday.
Okay. It was like a higher register on a Wednesday?
On a Wednesday. Yeah.
I think.
We're on a Wednesday?
Yeah, we're on a Wednesday. On a Wednesday.
Yeah, let's go for it.
You know what? There are no rules. We make up the rules.
We made up the rules. We made up the segment. We made up the rules.
You broke the rules.
Rules.
Okay.
Great to see you guys. How are you?
Okay. Hi, Chris.
Great to see you, TJ.
Yeah, good to see you. Have you caught up on sleep from WrestleMania?
Good question.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, good. All
right. Good question. Yeah. Rich, breaking news. The NFL draft, first round tomorrow.
Thank you.
Okay. You're hosting. Did you know that?
I am.
You're going to be calling this one school's name a lot,
oh,
I think, in the first top 10.
All right.
But here's the deal, Rich Eisen.
Yeah.
And this is the case every year, guys. They're not all winners. One of the Ohio State top 10 guys is going to be a bust. Let's just be honest.
Come on, man.
One of them just ain't going to be that good.
Which one?
Well, there was an Ohio State edge rusher a long time ago. His name was Vernon Gholston. And that guy had, I think we had more sacks combined than Vernon Gholston in his NFL career.
Ooh.
I don't know. I'm just saying the probability is in my favor, so I'm calling it right now.
I don't see Styles, Downs, or Tate being it, and you're pegging Reese for it. That might be the most likely one, but I don't think so. I think all four of them are great.
Yeah,
I think they're really, really good football players.
Nice things about
it's them. The truth, man. It's the truth, and I just can't wait for Carnell Tate to start playing professional football, so Mike Hoskins and the rest of the Rich Eisen Show production staff can start showing his
aura photo.
How do you like me now? Are you not entertained? Touchdown moment in the Big House from this year.
Someone has to have that tattooed on themselves, right, TJ? That is
him coming on this show and showing off his gold pants and all that stuff.
He was very proud of those gold.
No, but I think we're going to, by the way, again, 1967 is the last time four players from a single school were drafted in the first 10 picks of an NFL draft. It was Michigan State, led by Bubba Smith back in 1967.
It's going to happen again tomorrow.
What else, Chris?
Rich, we've been talking a lot about this guy.
So that's an overreaction.
Okay, great. A lot of people think Jeremiah Love is the best player in the draft. I think Jeremiah Love is going to be the first non-quarterback player off the board. Offensive player.
Yeah, that's not an overreaction. Yeah. I don't think you're out on a very, long, thin limb on that one, buddy. Yeah, I think so. So what do you think?
Well, no offensive lineman, no wide receiver.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
I think he's the first offensive player taken. Yeah. I think it goes Mendoza, and then it goes the two edge rushers, or one edge rusher and one off, hybrid guy, whatever the hell everyone wants to call Arvell Reese.
Okay.
And then I think Jeremiah Love goes. As you know, that in my come at me mock draft, I have the Titans unable to pass on him at four.
Come at me, bro.
I don't think they should pass on him. Can you imagine him and Tony Pollard in the same backfield with Cam Ward? And I understand.
Who's going to catch the ball?
I hear you.
Okay.
But it's not like they've got any, you know, terrible slouches there. There's just no home. There's not going to be any, like, fantasy football top five round wide receiver picks out of the Titans. That even includes Calvin Ridley. Yeah. So Ridley will catch it. Let's see if he can have some sort of renaissance here.
You think Titans fans are getting Stephen McNair, Eddie George kind of feels when you bring Cam Ward and Jeremiah Love?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Correct.
They should.
That's fun.
Although we stood next to Jeremiah Love and Eddie George, I believe, on the same day at the Combine. Eddie George is...
He's a little bit bigger than most.
Yeah. Dude, him getting in the grill of Ray Lewis.
Back in
some
the
of my favorite early NFL Network moments.
Yep.
What else you got over
those
there?
Those two had battles. Guys... Jerry Jones is speaking right now when he's not being interrupted by Bill Clinton. Have you seen this video?
No.
The Cowboys are giving their presser. They're all up there. Steven, Jerry, Shoddy. Mm-hmm. Bill Clinton just walks in the room, and Jerry gets up from whatever he was doing to go and say
at the Star?
It was actually crazy. Yeah.
Okay.
But during that conversation.
Would not have chosen that. I would have chosen many other former presidents who might show up.
Arkansas guy.
Or current.
Well, there's not a lot of former presidents.
Okay, very good.
Stephen Jones said, quote, "We've made the decision we're going to have George Pickens play under the franchise tag this year. No negotiations on a long-term deal." TJ, I think that's actually good news because Dak's going to throw at least 30 touchdowns this year to CD and George Pickens combined.
I don't think this is a... I don't think that's an overreaction.
Really? Because that's a lot of touchdowns.
I know. 30 just to those two?
Just to those two.
Just to those two.
That's a lot.
Just to those two.
And why? And this is born out of the fact that they're telling George Pickens you're playing under...
Now, this was born out of the fact that Dak and George have been working out together.
I got it. And by the way, the deadline is mid-June to actually come up with a long-term contract. So this might be Steven saying we don't appreciate the tenor.
Right.
At least it's Steven saying this is our negotiating stance right now, and it's born out of maybe the numbers not matching as opposed to, well, we shook hands on it.
There was a candle.
Just the two of us in an office where no one else was around. It was a handshake is a handshake. At least we haven't gone in that direction. Right. And George Pickens is going to play for the Cowboys this year. 30 between them. That's an overreaction. Yeah. Can we throw a little Ferguson in there?
Yeah, a little floor noise.
Look,
yeah.
Randy Moss and Wes Welker combined for 31.
Is that the last time?
2007.
Is that the last time two guys combined for that many?
That's, I think, the most ever.
We've got a really good running back, too, who's going to take some of those touchdowns.
So. Jeremiah Love?
Oh.
No.
Okay. All of a sudden, you're Mr. Javonte Williams now.
I know.
Last year's going to definitely happen again.
Well, look at his career statistics. He's...
Not
healthy.
Done it.
When he's healthy, he's a 1,000-yard rusher.
All right.
I just didn't like you putting Jeremiah Love up to five and saying we were going to draft him at five. I didn't like that idea you had. Respectfully, on the Rich Eisen
show. I did not do that in my come at me mock.
You didn't. I know this.
But that would be a great moment. And at the end of the day, when the pieces land, if they did that, you will call me, text me, or whatever, going, I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah. I'd be in.
Yeah. No, the Zeke spot. What else?
But you know who we're not talking about right now?
Who are we not talking
about? We're not talking about the Indianapolis Colts.
Why?
Okay.
We're not talking about Daniel Jones. He's throwing. He's up and moving around. He's expected to be ready for week one.
So what do you want to talk
about? Daniel Jones is going to have the Colts off to at least the same 7-1 start as last year.
All right.
Is he going to be ready for the start of the season?
Danny Dimes, baby.
All right.
We're not talking about him.
You know who we're not talking about? We're not talking about the wide receiver that the Colts sent to this town. So you really think that that's the way it's going to go?
What about the wide receiver they re-signed, kept in the building with Jonathan Taylor?
All right.
Who's also
Alec Pierce.
Didn't he just have surgery?
T.J. Warren.
I don't know. By the way, D.K. and Pittman going to be here for Aaron Rodgers when he finally decides
when
to make
Aaron
that
Rodgers.
Announcement.
Come on.
He's going to.
We already know this is
This is an overreaction. 7-1 start? Okay.
Daniel Jones.
Okay. The man broke his leg in week 12?
My God. Are you this bored? Did you come up with this on the flight?
I mean, I exhausted all the good takes on Monday. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
This isn't an easy thing to do.
It's not to come up with.
All right, some hoops. All right, we change the music. Let's talk a little hoops.
What do you got?
I don't know how anybody watches sports on the East Coast. It's impossible. Trying to stay up to watch these games last night, my God. Move west, people.
Okay.
The Lakers are going to the Western Conference Finals.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
I'm watching these games.
Well, you got Wembanyama. Wembanyama might not be
Wemby
back.
Wemby is out now. He doesn't know where he is. He's going to at least miss a game or two.
That was terrible.
I think he went to sleep for a brief bit.
That was awful.
That was terrible.
LeBron looks incredible. Luke Kennard is like the love child of Ray Allen and Steph Curry.
Get it on. By the way, coming off of a Celtics shocking home loss to the Sixers.
Like yesterday was a terrible hoops day.
There you go.
For us.
Well, it's great for me.
Speaking as a passionate Laker fan, as I'm accused of being by my 15-year-old
truth
son,
hurts.
LeBron looks amazing. And by the way, I don't know if you follow
James.
Do you follow
Can
Jamie,
we get him tested?
Do you follow Jamie Foxx on Instagram?
Yeah.
Because I do. Did you? I don't know. It was. I don't think it's him. I think he reposted somebody else's review of LeBron James from last night.
I did not see
it. It is art. That's what I posted. It's laugh out loud funny.
Makes me want to vomit.
It's. Dude, I don't think this is an overreaction right now. The way, wait a minute.
Thunder, Lakers.
Is that the path? Because, again, that's the stupid thing.
They're the three seeds, so they would play the Spurs, Blazers winner in the next round.
No, the Nuggets are the three seed.
Oh, Lakers are four?
Yeah,
oh, Lakers
buddy.
Are four. Oh, so they would play Thunder.
You didn't think this.
Oh, so Nuggets, Lakers, Western Conference Finals?
The Oklahoma City Thunder is making the Western Conference Finals.
So then they're going to beat the Lakers?
This
in the
is an overreaction. Then now that we've. How about this one? This is not an overreaction. The NBA should reseed. They should reseed like the NFL. Yeah, they should.
I've had that conversation for years with friends.
I wasn't down with the reseeding for a long time, but I think I'm a convert
now. It's not the NCAA tournament where the bracket is the bracket.
But every other sport does the bracket. Well,
then,
the NFL's
then
the only
they're
one
wrong.
That
they
does
should be
seeding.
Off too.
Or the
Everyone
NFL
else
wrong.
Should reseed. There's a reason why the National Football League rules the American sports roost.
You're not
because they
this
don't
country
reseed
like a sports
they
colossus. Yeah, no, because they do things the right way. At the end of the day. See?
Interesting.
And I'm not on the payroll anymore.
Yeah, but really,
I mean, you sort of are.
You kind of are.
No, I'm not. I'm on the 10% on the payroll. They own 10% of the payroll.
Still, though, you're still looking at this NFL, man.
What else?
Yeah, I was in a bad place when I wrote this next one. Two of the Spurs, Celtics, Knicks are going to get upset in the first round.
Yeah, I don't think
that's two of these are getting upset.
That is not a surprise at all.
So like the
that's
Celtics
not an overreaction.
And
dude, the Knicks, man, the Knicks just blew that one in Madison Square Garden, and they let C.J. McCollum go off like he was Trae Young multiplied by Michael
Reggie
Jordan
Miller.
And Reggie Miller. That was insane. That was crazy. And he's like openly saying, I am hunting Jalen Brunson on defense.
Yeah.
Because he did cook him. He put him in the blender a few times.
He also got accused of being a villain. He's like, I have a wife and two
kids. He goes, I'm a good guy. I have a
wife.
I'm
booing him. Exactly. C.J. McCollum does
not
fit like the
villain. Yeah,
yeah. Like he's not like choke signing like Tyrese Halliburton.
Maybe he should.
I agree. No.
Why not?
It's stupid. That's just I'm not buying that. How about because again, Cooper always says to me, do you like this guy? Do you like that guy? See, he looked at me the other day and he goes, do you like Mike Brown as a coach of the Knicks? I'm like, talk to me in 2 weeks. And after game two, he heard Dad,
saying some stuff.
Not safe for work.
Oh, you in front of the kids, Rich?
Yes. Yeah, I try to teach him.
Even in Tay-Tay, she hears you say
you got one. You got one more?
No.
Okay.
All right, we'll get one more.
Wow.
One more in Pittsburgh. We're in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
It's a Berg thing. You wouldn't understand.
Fact.
The quarterback of the legendary Steelers. What number did he wear? What did Terry Bradshaw wear?
That would be number 12.
He wore number 12. TJ, who was... What was the number of the quarterback of your favorite team growing up?
That would be number 12.
Roger Staubach wore number 12.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady wore number 12, and the Mets have lost 12 in a row.
Oh, interesting.
But it's over. The Mets are ending the losing streak tonight. The Mets are winning, TJ.
Tonight? You know why?
Tonight.
You know why?
Why is that?
Because the mercenary's coming off of the injured list.
Look, I don't care what you call him. The fact is he's been out.
Make it a Mets town again.
We've stunk. When we go on the roll when he comes back, I'm not even going to say anything to you. I'm just going to look at you side-eyed.
Is that you? Was that you last night?
No. Not me. It could have been.
I think you should keep pitching Devin Williams. It's great.
That's the unknown comic.
Keep pitching him. The Minnesota Twins were the Yankees owned, like Aaron Rodgers owned the Bears.
Like the Mets own New York?
No.
The city?
Okay. No, they do. So it takes a big blow
what
to the Mets.
What do when Soto comes back and we go on a roll?
Rich, and your boy is pitching tonight, Clay Holmes.
Yeah. Hey, he's been their best pitcher, Schmey Schmoes.
Schmey Schmoes.
Under Fantastic. 2 ERA. Mets are winning tonight, TJ.
Baker's dozen, baby.
I love the way you think.
You know who's on tomorrow's program to talk about it? Number 13, Kurt Warner.
Hey.
Huh? Maybe we'll get Brock Purdy phoning in.
Dan Marino.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh guy. Let's
start adding these guests in advance of tomorrow.
We won't need it. We
13
will not
game
it.
Losing
I guarantee
no,
win.
Soto's it. Coming back to save the day.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Act like you know.
They're going to win an extra $5 to come back.
Rich, did you see if you had rolled over
we'll
100
give you an
extra bucks?
20. What?
All of the Mets losses, you'd have $325,000.
Wow. Which, you know, it's crazy. Lindor homered last night. Congratulations. That gave the Mets 17 home runs on the season. Same number of home runs of Aaron Judge and Ben Rice combined. This is great. It's great stuff. Great way to finish Overreaction Monday. Great facts, all of them. We take a break. When we come back, let's dive a little bit more into baseball.
We don't have to.
We don't have to.
No, we can.
I think we covered it enough.
Are the Yankees going to get an alternate jersey?
Let's talk WrestleMania.
Is that really going to happen?
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
For some of us, personal finances aren't just personal. They include a lot more people than ourselves. Loved ones, neighbors, the communities we call home, and the causes we hold in our hearts. At Thrivent, we help plan your financial picture with the bigger picture in mind. Because even though our business is helping guide your finances, our ambition is to make it mean so much more. Thrivent, where money means more. Connect with us at Thrivent.com.
Quick time out. Some breakfast intel you want to know about. Kodiak Frozen Power Waffles and Flapjacks are built for busy mornings. Heat it, eat it, and you're out the door. No long prep, no complicated game plan. They're packed with 12 to 14 grams of protein per serving, a good source of fiber, and crafted with 100% whole grains, not refined white flour. So you're getting something that actually fuels you. And there's depth on the roster. Buttermilk and vanilla, blueberry, chocolate chip, even gluten-free options. Breakfast that delivers. Snack that delivers. Find Kodiak Frozen Waffles and Flapjacks in the frozen aisle at your local grocery store. They're the ones with the bear on the box.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, in a world in need of a hero, one man rises to the challenge in style. He is just driving the kids to soccer practice. Make every day feel epic in the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid with up to an EPA estimated 619 miles of range on select trims, advanced tech, and class-leading interior space. Because when you're hauling kids' gear, snacks, and backpacks, space matters, and so does comfort. Just make sure they keep the cleats off the seats. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. Right now or call 562-314-4603 for details. The all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. Here on the Rich Eisen Show, Sean McDermott's going to be our first guest in hour three, then Tom Pelissero, then the governor of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I call it the right way, right?
Excellent.
The Commonwealth.
Yes, excellent.
And so that's all coming up. Listen, Cooper, my 15-year-old son, loves when there's a new City Connect uniform that's out of Major League Baseball.
Well, that's
because he knows what my reaction is.
Well,
going
he's
to
also
be.
The target audience.
Yeah. But he doesn't bring it up saying I love these. He knows I don't like them, and so I think he's now serving it up to me. There's only a handful. The Braves have one that looks like the old 70s uniform. It actually is a connection to the city, right?
Right.
Where they connect to the city's past. Through the uniform.
Sure.
How many of these City Connects, there's no seeming city connection in my mind. And the only connection that I think they want to make is with my wallet so my kid gets the jersey that they might be asking for. And it drives me crazy. The Red Sox, their City Connect uniform is like a version of the Green Monster?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Okay.
I just don't understand this stance.
I don't particularly like it. And the Yankees and the A's are the only teams that don't have a City Connect uniform.
Well, the A's don't have
a city. And it's because the A's aren't connected to a city.
Yeah, they don't have a home.
I imagine when they go to Vegas, they'll have a City Connect, okay? And the Yankees are like, there's a pinstripe at home, and there's an away gray, and there's no names on the back, and that's the way we do it for the Yankees.
Because we're the Yankees.
Ooh. Uh-huh. No. There's something called tradition. There's something called tradition, and that's great. I kind of dig that. We don't do that as the Yankees organization. And I just said we.
You did. Yes, you said it, too.
Now then.
Maybe not so
The fast. Athletic is reporting that there is a consideration underway.
Mm-hmm.
For an alternate road jersey, not a City Connect, but an alternate road jersey. And there it is on the screen. There's Aaron Judge wearing it. They wear it during spring training activity, okay? And it's the New York lettering, like the away jersey, but it looks like it's in light blue on a navy blue, not gray, jersey. And I look at this, and I'm hearing that apparently the consideration the Yankees are having for it is born out of the players asking. And you know, the players have asked to have the facial hair rule that George put into place a half a century ago.
Ridiculous
that
rule.
That has been since
lifted.
Well, not lifted. It's been eased. It's been loosened. Okay. All right. Like, they don't want them showing up like, the Red Sox dirtbags, which was their nickname.
Well, we won that year.
Okay, we don't need the Yankees showing up like, oh, brother, where art thou? Look it up.
They escape.
Okay, like Cough Drop Brothers.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, anyway.
Well, Cough Drop,
listen,
that's a nice beard.
And my reaction, I told Cooper, he said to me, what do you think? And I know fully, like, he's going to, hey, for birthday or Hanukkah or something, that's what he's going to want. And it's fine. And in terms of my opinion, I have a four-word opinion on this. Whatever Aaron Judge wants, that's it. If Aaron Judge wants it,
that's funny.
All good.
So you like it then?
I will love it. If Aaron Judge is one of the players saying, we want the jersey, Hal Steinbrenner.
Yeah, Hal's got the final say.
He does.
To the Athletic.
That guy on the screen, I think he looks great in it. And I think if it makes him happy and it makes him, a leader of the team and it makes the other, like Ben Rice, keep on homering and red hot, whatever Aaron Judge wants. Aaron, you want it?
What's going to help Done. Aaron Judge hit over Done. 200 in the postseason?
Okay, nice. Keep
maybe going. It's a New Jersey,
That's
Chris.
Great. It's okay. It's okay.
What's going to help him catch a pop-up
Whatever
in the
makes
World
him
Series.
Happy. Whatever makes him happy.
Okay, great.
Whatever makes him happy. And if that's the uniform, I love it. And all conditions need apply to my wallet. I get it.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.